Attorneys who represented John Salvi are calling for a federal investigation into the death of the 24-year-old man who was convicted of the 1994 murders of two women at clinics that perform abortions. Salvi was found dead in his cell last Friday with a plastic bag over his head. His parents charged that prison officials ignored warnings that John Salvi was suicidal. Meantime, Salvi's death has renewed a debate over the insanity defense, and it has raised questions about whether the Massachusetts judicial system should be changed to ensure that mentally ill convicts have adequate access to psychiatric care. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Salvi's lawyers say John Salvi showed signs he was mentally ill and unstable ever since his arrest for the clinic murders 2 years ago. While he was in jail awaiting trial, attorneys say Salvi was found with a noose in his cell, and they say he washed his body with industrial-strength cleaning fluids meant for the building. Salvi's attorneys say Salvi was a paranoid schizophrenic who was suffering from delusions about an anti-Catholic conspiracy. Salvi's insanity defense was ultimately rejected by a jury, but James Sultan, the attorney who was appealing the conviction, says Salvi's mental condition got progressively worse in prison to the point where he was regularly provoking other inmates and getting beaten up for it.
Mr. Salvi clearly was mentally ill. As somebody once said, you don't need a weather vane to know which way the wind blows.
Sultan says the family is considering a lawsuit against the prison system for failing to move Salvi to the state's maximum security psychiatric hospital where he could receive treatment. Salvi's attorneys have suggested prison officials may have been reluctant to acknowledge Salvi's mental illness because his appeal was still pending. Salvi's father, John Salvi Jr., calls his son's treatment by prison officials inhuman.
They're supposed to be watching out for these people. Well, he obviously wasn't all right. And it was obvious to everyone that met him and saw him. I'll tell you, God forbid any of your relatives or friends should ever end up in a hellhole like that. But if there were dogs and cats in that building, there'd be a protest that you'd hear all around the world.
State authorities say they are investigating Salvi's death, and they say they're still working on the case, but so far they have no reason to believe it was anything other than a suicide. Meantime, corrections officials are vehemently denying allegations that they ignored signs Salvi should have been transferred to the state hospital.
To say that the Department of Correction would not move anybody to a treatment facility for political reasons is absurd, because we do it all the time.
Tony Carnevale is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Department of Corrections.
At no time did anyone, a family member, the attorney, our own staff, come forward and say there are specific events that we believe are taking place where Mr. Salvi is going to harm himself or he needs specific mental health intervention. Again, the issue of mental stability or lack thereof was brought up throughout the trial. The courts, a judge and a jury, found him criminally responsible for those crimes.
But even a person who is judged by a court to be sane and therefore legally responsible for his actions might be at the same time mentally ill. Thomas Gutheil, a forensic psychiatrist at Harvard, says just because Salvi was convicted does not mean that he didn't need help.
That has nothing to do with his mental illness. It merely means that whatever he had didn't meet the insanity criteria in the view of the jury.
Some Massachusetts lawmakers are now talking about offering jurors another alternative to the verdicts of guilty or not guilty by reason of insanity. They want to follow the lead of states like Michigan and establish a new option of guilty but insane or guilty but mentally ill. Again, Thomas Gutheil.
That basically allows the jury the moral satisfaction of being able to say guilty, but then they can sort of say mentally ill, giving a sort of a recognition to the fact that this is not like the average person. In theory, they get treatment because they've been found mentally ill. But again, we're back to the same question. Are there any resources in the prison system to do adequate treatment of those patients?
Massachusetts Governor William Weld said today he supports the idea of a guilty but insane verdict, and he says he's planning a review of the treatment of all mentally ill inmates, as well as the specific circumstances of John Salvi's death. This is Tovia Smith reporting.